This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And let's just go ahead and jump into your calls. We have a call on Skype. Username is LRN.FM. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Chris, I'd like to talk to you about blowback.
All right.
If you have an open mind.
I do.
Because Conan, I never call in to agree with anybody on your show. So it's funny being accused of being closed-minded by one of your co-hosts, Chris. The very first question Minister Perry ever asked me is, Whit, did you ever hear a blowback on the very first time I called in with him in one of those chairs?
Okay.
On March 23rd, 2014. I invite you to listen to that conversation because it's stunning in the stupidity and disgracefulness of what Daryl W. Perry accused me of saying when you can listen to the tape.
Okay. Well,
I was on
so
twice.
You're still upset about something that happened 2.5 years ago.
Yes, because you never apologized. It's the first time I ever called
James
in.
Whitakind, if I upset you, I am sorry. Go ahead and ask Chris your question. Otherwise, I will dump you.
Come on, James. Let's have a conversation.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah,
Chris.
Go ahead.
What's this? One of the mottos of this show is to call in and talk about anything you want to talk about. And then I instantly get bashed by one of the so-called ministers for talking about I want to talk about,
because
which is something
you don't.
He said.
Hey, hey, don't do that. You just called names.
Okay, right on. No,
okay.
I didn't. And I didn't start it.
Okay.
He accused me of wanting to commit genocide and nuking the Middle East. He's yet to apologize for that.
Okay.
He's not a minister.
I just apologized.
Hold on. Let me.
Damn it. I didn't dump him. I just muted him.
Okay, well, all I was going to say was, James, I mean, I get it. Free Talk Live is Free Talk Live. But if it's just bringing up things that have been said in the past, it's not going to further the conversation at all. It just makes everybody upset. Daryl gets upset. Conan gets upset.
And here's the thing,
so let's,
James,
just have a conversation.
Here's the thing. I've attempted to apologize to you numerous times. If I upset you, I am sorry. I really am. So stop calling in to say that I've never apologized when I'm apologizing right now.
I can quote you just 2 weeks ago, Daryl W. Perry. Again, you...
Ah, come on. Now, I thought you were going to talk to me.
Nope, he is not talking to anybody.
Oh, man.
Good. We gave him a chance, and he wants to just bring... You said 2 weeks, and you never apologized. I just apologized. Well, 2 weeks ago, you didn't. Well, I just apologized again, James.
Okay. So let me just throw this out there, and hopefully James is still listening, that next Thursday, when I'm on again, James, please call in so you and I can have a rational conversation about blowback. What I would ask is that you call in, you ask for me, you and I talk, these two guys, they'll stay out of it.
Yep.
As long as he doesn't mention either me or Conan,
yeah,
I'll keep him on the line.
Yeah, if you want to have a conversation with me about the topic, have a conversation with me. We'll pretend like it's the Chris show, and you're a caller. That works for me.
Right now we've got Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, last week I had called in to tell you about a case of a federal officer in New Hampshire who had, like an ICE agent, who had committed a crime pretty similar to one that was committed by a liberty activist some years back. And we were talking about, you know, whether the treatment would be comparable, because the liberty activist got about 30 months in jail. Well, anyway, that activist, known popularly as Firecracker Joe within the community, also his last name is Rue, Joe Rue. He apparently died 4 days ago.
Hmm. Sorry to hear that.
This is according to a post on NH3.com. Apparently, he was partying or something like that, and he died after the party, and that's about all we know. But I went to his Facebook page today, and there were people posting what you would expect him to be posting. You know, if a friend had died, he was probably about 55.
Is this about Joe, or is this about the ICE agent who didn't seem to get? He seemed to get some better treatment because of his position.
No, actually, it's about Joe. And the ICE agent, we don't know yet whether he'll be treated better or worse. So far, he's being treated roughly the same. But it's just it's something that I thought we should be watching. And I had called Joe just 2 weeks ago to get the, you know, to get the details straight about what the status of this case was. And so it just seems really weird having just talked to him. He seemed so happy, you know, he was a trucker. And he wasn't in New Hampshire when I called him, so I don't know if he was in New Hampshire when he died.
So what are you hoping that people will be able to do, or are you just passing on the info about someone who passed away?
I just think when one of our own dies, it shouldn't happen. They shouldn't be too forgotten. They shouldn't be ignored. Someone should at least know that it happened.
Dave, thank you for the call. Let's go to Rudy calling in from Arizona listening to K-Talks. Rudy, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Happy evening. The James guy, he sure, believe me, he's listening. This guy is obsessed with you. But anyway, back to the voting. Have you heard of a site called Black Box Voting? It's by Beth Harris. She's the greatest expert in electronic voting in the country. She's been around for 20 years. And she...
Really breaking up.
We're starting to lose you, Rudy. Are you on a cell phone?
No, I'm on a $7 track phone. Is that any better?
A little bit. Go ahead. We started losing you right after you asked if we had heard of Black Box Voting. And I've heard of the site, but I'm not really familiar with it.
Yeah, you got to check it out. And in Australia, they have electronic voting also. But what they did was they didn't worry about the priority of the software. They gave the code to everybody, and they all got together, and they all agreed that that's the safest it could possibly be, unhackable. But, you know, in America, like we've got like a company called Diebold.
And, they keep their code under lock and key to where nobody can see it but them.
Australia open sources their software. That's interesting.
And before the 2004 election, the Diebold company actually said that they were going to deliver the state of Ohio for George Bush. And do you know that in that election, the one state that decided the presidency was Ohio? Yeah.
I would like to see some kind of proof to the claim that Diebold said that they were going to give the election to George Bush. Rudy, thanks for the call. Let's go to, Ricky and Sarah. Chris, tell me which one you want.
Flip a coin. I like to talk to everybody.
Let's go with Sarah. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I just want to mention that, we just started, tearing up Central Boulevard.
Tearing up the boulevard?
Well, because the rapid transit, we're going to build it now.
You're going out to build it?
No. Daryl, you're being facetious.
No, I'm not.
Okay, then why did you say that you are tearing up a boulevard and building a rapid transit when you're not the one involved?
She would say the same thing if it was her sports team and she was scoring the goal.
That's okay. But, Sarah, I get where you're coming from. So the city of Albuquerque?
Yeah, so, you know, the thing is, what I wanted to say was just this construction project alone is creating jobs already. We got job creation just for
Yeah, and people could be paid to go dig a ditch and then fill it in tomorrow, and there would be job creation. Just because a job is created does not mean that it's, one, a productive job, or two, a job that's actually beneficial to anybody other than the person that is being hired.
Correct. So, Sarah, let me ask you this. If I took money from you like took $100 from you and I hired somebody for $100 to do something, would you call that creating a job?
Yeah, but there's a purpose behind it. It's to make
hold your thought, Sarah.
Hold on, we'll carry this over.
Hold your thought. We'll bring you back. 855-450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to your calls here in just a moment. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about the amazing deal that you can get from Vistaprint when you use code FTL. You can get 500 business cards starting at only $9.99. Now, you can customize these things completely, and some of the customizations, you know, might wind up having an added charge. So you can get, like, silver leaf, gold leaf around the edges to sort of spruce it up a little bit, make it look fancier. You can use their template. You can upload your own design. I've used the Vistaprint for business cards previously, and they're, you know, good quality, same quality that you would get from pretty much anywhere that does business cards. But again, use code FTL, get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. They have other things. They've got T-shirts. They've got banners. Basically anything that you think that you might need for your business or organization, you can get from Vistaprint.com. Use code FTL. Let's go back to Sarah. Chris, you had asked Sarah a question. She called in to say that we, being some, you know, mythical group of people in Albuquerque, we are tearing up the boulevard and building a rapid transit, and it is creating jobs. You asked the question of, if you stole money from Sarah to pay somebody to do something, would that, one, be beneficial to the economy, and two, would it be creating a job? Is that basically the question that you asked?
In a nutshell, Sarah, I mean, basically what I'm asking is it really job creation if we take money from people and then say, here's a job, and give it to somebody else? Is that what you consider job creation?
Well, the thing is, we have a $69 million federal dollars coming to Albuquerque, and a lot of that.
Okay, so $69 million were stolen from people in New Hampshire and New York and California and Arizona and the rest of the country, and given to the city government of Albuquerque.
Because that's how it works, right, Sarah?
Here's the thing: is what's so stolen when all the other cities about our size, they already have electric trolleys, more, far
right.
more costly
no, I,
than
I,
what
I
we
don't disagree
doing.
With that. I don't. I guess what I'm sort of challenging the principle that it's a good thing for the federal government to decide, number one, that we need to take up to half of what everybody makes. That's the first step. And second, that the federal government in Washington, D.C. can pick and choose where that money is best spent.
Right. They can spread it around to the projects that they believe we need.
Sure. And all I'm saying is that really, do you think that's fair?
Well,
and
I'm
all
fair?
For
it. You know why?
Go ahead.
Because look at this. Look at Austin, Texas, Dallas.
Forget all
Colorado
of that.
Let's
talk about everybody else. Let's just talk about your situation in your town.
Like that. So you guys are very loud.
That's not the question. The question isn't whether or not Albuquerque has something. The question is whether or not it's beneficial to steal money from one group of people and give it to another group of people.
To get something that your neighbors have because are you envious that your neighbors have these projects and you feel it's necessary to steal from us?
Well,
in order to
Conan
find,
and Chris
order
both have trailers.
How come they stole money, even more money, putting electric trolley lines on federal government 20, 30 years ago, and it's taking us 30 years to build it?
They were wrong then, and they're wrong now.
Why would we have to be at the bottom protocol to get federal money to build anything nice?
And that's what I think, Sarah. This is the challenge of trying to come up with arguments supporting this type of thing, that the money isn't going to go exactly where you want, despite what politicians may tell you, that, you know, we did tell you guys in Albuquerque that we were going to build you a nice high-speed rail or something like that, but you know what? We really decided that all that money that we took is really better off going to Austin, Texas.
We're going to build you a slow-speed...
money, right.
We're going to build you a slow-speed trolley and put red light cameras. But, of course, no. Sarah, you love red light cameras,
but how
right?
How about this, Sarah? How about if you guys wanted a high-speed rail in Albuquerque, and how about if the government there said, you know what, we've got plans, we've got all the land all ready to go. It's going to cost, you know, $100 million to build or something like that. But to do it, we're going to ask the citizens that live along that route that are going to be able to use it to commute with, and we're going to ask businesses that would be able to get more employees to their places and shops and things like that. We're going to ask them to pay for it. And matter of fact, we're going to take out a loan to do part of it, and the money that we collect in fees is going to go to pay back that loan.
Or how about an even better option? If this is such a great idea, how about allow the free market to do this? Let them collect the money. And if it's such a great idea, it will work. It will get off the ground, and it will pay for itself over time. Whereas if this federal spending is concerned, it's probably a project that's not necessary. It's not real. And it can only work, and it can only, and it can only work if it's subsidized by the federal government.
So Sarah, go ahead.
Everybody else got federal grants.
Okay? Everybody else is getting stolen money. That doesn't make it right, Sarah. Thank you for the call. Just because everybody else gets stolen money doesn't mean that it's right or okay to steal money.
And there are a lot of ways a program like that could be structured. And Sarah, I just hope I could get through to on some small
and
level
then,
one of these things.
And all right, now, and if we were just to keep that money, if you and I and Chris were to keep that money here in New Hampshire and not send it off to the federal government so that they can subsidize and redistribute it to the projects that they feel that we need, how would we instead spend that money that we keep in our pockets? We would probably spend it on things that are important to us, that actually matter to us, things that that will work in the end.
Oh, you mean the footbridge that goes over
highway? The $2.3 million stupid footbridge.
But Conan, the community wanted that. They raised $100,000.
This community would have never paid for that if they had paid the entire $2.3 million.
But they raised $100,000.
Maybe,
that means
maybe
they
100.
Really, really want it.
The bridge should have only been worth $100,000.
They could have had a rope bridge for that kind of money.
And now they're building another bridge going over the other thing that is kind of like a highway.
And this one is state-funded, and that bridge would never exist if it wasn't state-funded. So it's all about the stolen money. It's all about getting that fat back to the community, and it's just horrible. You have people in local government, in municipalities here, who that's their primary goal. That's all they do is they're constantly throwing out the net to get grant money back into this community, and it's horrible.
And you can hear Conan rant and rave about local things on his new show on
CitizenKane.org.
Sundays
8 to 9.
Well, that's right during Free Talk Live, but I'm guessing it will also be up on YouTube, CitizenKane.org. Kane spelled C-A-I-N. We'll be back with your calls, 855-450-FREE.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit.
credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
We'll get back to your calls here in just a moment, but first, want to make sure that I tell you about Liberland, the European micronation. You've heard of it, right? It's that little three-square-mile plot of land between Serbia and Croatia. Well, recently, seven Polish legislators proposed recognition of the validity of Liberland as an actual nation, and recognition of the libertarian micronation is a top priority, and it's really just a matter of keeping their name in the news and being determined that they're good at both. The Chicago Journal of International Law just released a 35-page essay making a case for statehood for Liberland. And Roger Ver, the owner of Bitcoin.com, you've probably heard of him, referred to as Bitcoin Jesus. He has come out with both stated and financial support for Liberland. And Liberland has said many times that Bitcoin is the base of their economy. Now, Liberland has been very popular. Over 100,000 people have requested citizenship. But again, Liberland is very small. It's only about 3 square miles. So to qualify for citizenship, you must substantially contribute to the growth of Liberland. Go to liberland.org to learn more. Let's go back to the phones, 855-450-FREE. We've got Ricky calling in from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Brother Darryl, I love you. Brother Conan, Brother Chris. Good evening.
Do you not love them?
Good evening. No, he said he
I love you, too. We love everybody. It's, remember, peace. Remember how it is? love and understanding. That's how we achieve peace.
Yeah.
You know?
Go ahead,
you know what I'd love to see? Well, you know what I'd love to see? You know what a Jeffersonian looks at? What he'd like to see? People want to redo history. And people like Donald Trump trying to redo history, running as Alexander Hamilton. Hey, here's an idea. How about a reunification of the states? How about that? How about a re... Hmm?
How does that work? Tell
how
us
were
that.
We, how were we unified before?
Well, it fell apart as soon as it came together. See, the problem is with federalism, the difference, you guys covered that, so I ain't going to retread, but they want a single unified state. It goes like this. Through unification of the states under strict federalist control, then you, I guess that means me, and you, Brother Darryl and Conan and Chris, can enjoy and experience. Doesn't mean you actually can get freedom and independence, but you can experience.
I would like to experience secession. How do you feel about secession there, Ricky?
Well, I was talking to somebody from Texas 2 years ago. See, the secessionist movement ain't no new. And I think that's what Ian's kind of mad at me about, because I've been part of that movement because I'm in an independent, sovereign commonwealth. And I was talking to somebody from Texas over 2 years ago when they were first trying to secede. And I remember I could only say so much then because it was still early in the
so
movement.
You were talking to somebody in the 1860s when Texas seceded from the United States?
No, Darryl, somebody in Texas 2 years ago, Darryl. Come on.
Well, you said when they first tried to secede. They tried to secede in the 1860s.
No, 2 years ago I talked to somebody and I said, you know what? Keep trying. If we can't do it this generation, do it the next. And they asked me for help here in PA. I said, not yet. I can't help. But in the future, I can. See, here's what it comes down to. You know, as a Jeffersonian, I have a very interesting point of view with this. I've had an interesting point of view for the past couple of years. So have all the Jeffersonians.
You definitely have an interesting point of view. So as a Jeffersonian, I've got a question for you. What are your thoughts on the Louisiana Purchase?
My thoughts on it? Okay. First of all, my thoughts on it are very simple. It was a good deal, but at the time, this is the issue right now. If you look at the modern day Republicans, I'm talking 20% of the core. 10% are the damn Federalists. See, before the fragmentation of the 1824, see, those Republicans were indecisive. They weren't sure if it was a good deal or not. You know, these are not the Democratic Republicans. These are the same Republicans afterwards. Do I think it was a good deal? Hell yes, because you know what? You know, when it comes down to it, you know, Jefferson was right. You know, the territories, the power in the people, that's what we have here. Now, the whole world can't move to PA, okay, because it'd be like North Korea, you know. But one thing that can happen, the back door, as I call it. See, here's the
Hold on. So how would Pennsylvania turn into North Korea if the entire world, not that the entire world wants to move to Pennsylvania, but if the entire world moved to Pennsylvania, how would Pennsylvania turn into North Korea? Would there be this 2.5 mile wide demilitarized zone on the border of Maryland and New Jersey and New York and Ohio?
Well, you know what it would be? It would be, what would happen is you'd have 2.2 billion people, and PA bigger than New Jersey and got a way better
profit.
Well, no, they don't fit in North Korea. But see here, North Korea got an economy.
North Korea doesn't have 2.2 billion people either. But actually, I've looked at maps, and if you pack
size
people
New,
in
the size of New
enough,
Jersey.
They say they all fit in Texas.
They would all fit in Texas and have plenty of room if they were spread out about the way that Paris is.
The problem is their economy.
If you packed everybody in as tight as they are in Hong Kong, then everybody would fit in like Louisiana and Arkansas.
Yeah, the problem with fitting everyone in Texas is the plumbing. That would be nasty.
Well, see, here's my answer to all this, gentlemen. You see, you know, the point is, imagine this. See, when a programmer programs a system, right? Now, he always has a back door in case he gets locked out of his system. Now, for over 250 years, from 1776 and before, it was protected. Pennsylvania was the back door. We opposed Amendment 14. We threw away the Constitution of the United States of America with Jefferson and the others. Anti-Federalists. The same with the Bill of Rights, too. I mean, let's face it. It comes down to this. You know, this is a little rap that I do when I run around. It goes like this. You know, Jefferson, he wanted something. You know, and you know, the Federalists, you know, and they said, we need something. He said, what do you need, Tom? He said, I don't know. Don't know what it is, but you know what? We need something. So they wrote it. Constitution of the United States of America. They throw it down here, read them. And he's like, it's no good. It's no good. I said, no, no, it's good, Tom. It's damn good. It's damn good. No, wait a minute. We worked very hard on this. We need something. And then he said, what do you need? I don't know. I said, no, Tom, I think you had enough. No, we need something. They throw it down. Bill of Rights. I just mentioned PA. Jefferson had the same problem. You know, Amendment 14, forget it. We need something. He said, no, Tom, we don't need nothing. We had enough. Okay, we're good. It's damn good. He said, it's not good. We need something. We can't have nothing. He said, I got something. What do you got? He
says, the Louisiana Purchase. Ricky, thank you for the call. I don't know where you were going with that.
All I know is we got
apparently
Bourbon
it was good.
That's got to be, I'm going to go back over that. I'm going to put that to a beat. That was great.
And
the Jefferson rap.
The Louisiana Purchase, I think, was probably one of the absolute worst things that ever happened
to individual sovereignty, because it just increased the size of the federal government.
Well, it increased the size of the United States, and it really, I honestly believe that the Louisiana Purchase is what put the United States of America into empire mode. Because spread west of the Mississippi, and then we've got to get more. We need more. It's like a heroin junkie. You need more. You need more. You just need a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more, and then the next thing you know.
This is interesting because I've never really given the Louisiana Purchase much thought, and I've certainly never debated it, and certainly not with you, but it seemed like a heck of a deal. You got a lot of natural resources, and you got room for the country to grow.
Yeah, tearing up the boulevard in Albuquerque to build a rapid transit seems like a hell of a deal. It's free money.
No, I get it. I get it. We should talk about that.
And spread an empire into Africa for all those good resources. You know, it's the same thing. So as far as the federal government is concerned, these are great deals. These are great moves.
Your calls and thoughts welcome here in the closing moments of Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can possibly get on if you call in right now. Again, 855-450-FREE. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And we were discussing, and I wanted to get into this North Korea story, but there definitely is not time to get into that. But we were discussing the cost-benefit analysis, if you will, of this thing that it was a great deal, the Louisiana Purchase.
Yeah, so I guess my only thought of it, and this is a very high level and probably a very uneducated thought, was, okay, well, we had a bunch of states, we had a newly formed country, and there's the rest of this continent kind of off to the left. Yeah, there are some Indians there, but we've been able to trade with them, and when we've been able to work with them before, why not pick up this large tract of land from a willing buyer, which was...
And double,
you mean a willing seller.
Willing seller,
and double the size of the current state.
Yeah, now I get all the complaints against the existence of a state in the first place and against imperialism, but I just don't... see a direct correlation between something like that and invading another country. This was sort of unclaimed land.
Not necessarily unclaimed. It was claimed by France.
Right.
And France sold it for an amount of money.
Right.
And then, you know, again, when I say that put the U.S. into empire mode, I don't want to, you know, make it sound like, oh, and then the United States immediately invaded somewhere. But a decade later, the U.S. did try to invade Canada, and that's what the War of 1812 was fought over. Now, here in the U.S., sure, we're not told that the U.S. military tried to invade Canada, but that's what actually happened. And so, you know, you could say that because of this manifest destiny that people were promoting back then, we have to go from sea to shining sea, and that means everything.
Well, they had already written the song, Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
That was the problem.
I don't think they did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They'd already written the lyrics, so now they had to get the country to make the song work.
And
otherwise,
it
wouldn't work.
And if you didn't stand during that song and put your hand over your heart, you got beat. It wasn't just this talk on social media. They actually took you out back and strapped you to a pole and they beat on you.
You know what? Since you mentioned that, I think we will jump briefly into the North Korea thing. But, you know, I still think that the Louisiana Purchase overall a bad thing. Because I think that, you know, one, the United States of America is way too large, and North America should have more than three countries. And yes, I know Central America is technically part of North America, and there's more than three, but when people think of North America, they think Mexico, United States, Canada.
Yep.
And, you know, the size of the United States, you really could have probably 10 countries very easily.
It's too big.
My feeling would be a more accurate criticism is that we have grown too large. So, yeah, maybe the Louisiana
Purchase
contributed
that. Right, and we would not have grown so large had the Louisiana Purchase never happened.
No, you might have had 10 separate or 13 or 15 or 20 different countries that would have all grown and filled in. And it would be just very different. I'm not going to speak on this much because I've never given it much thought, but I am going to give it some thought. Thank you, Darryl.
Yeah, and I love this sort of alternate history sort of thing of if this never would have happened, then what? So I'm a huge fan of the YouTube channel, the Alternate History Hub, to where they'll go through and look at different scenarios of what would the world be like if this didn't happen?
What would have happened if Hitler was never born, Darryl? Did they cover that one?
I don't know if they covered that, but they have talked about if World War I didn't happen, and if European imperialism into Africa didn't happen, and if the Russian Revolution didn't happen, if the American Revolution would have ended a different way or not happened. But I don't know if they've covered one specifically of if Hitler was never born. But since you did talk about what happened a long time ago, if somebody didn't show proper reverence during the singing of a song, well, in North Korea, I can tell you what happens, and you can probably guess, yep, you get executed, even if you're the vice premier. North Korea executed a vice premier for showing disrespect to dictator Kim Jong-un, and they banished two other top officials for ideological training, according to the South Korean government.
Wait, hold on now. So they're dying to get out of there. So where do they... that might be the way to go. If you want to get out of North Korea, just get banished, right? Unless it's to the top of a mountain in North Korea.
It's banished to one of the fun camps to where you and your entire family winds up going for two or three generations for re-education. Just a little bit more, and then we will go to the phone. According to the official at the South Korean Unification Ministry, Kim Yong-jin, the vice premier for education, was interrogated after slouching during a meeting of parliament in June, presided over by Kim Jong-un. The 63-year-old vice premier was accused of being an anti-revolutionary element and executed by firing squad, according to military officials. And
it wasn't that again.
It wasn't just regular guns that they used. They didn't go out with 30-06. They went out with anti-aircraft guns to execute this guy by firing squad.
Did they film it?
Okay. I mean, so we're talking like 20, 30 Mike rounds. That's...
Even the gun guy in the room's like, that's a little extreme. Let's go to the phones.
God.
We've got Andrew calling in from Arizona. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, as far as the Louisiana Purchase, I think you guys signed off, but it seems immoral, especially when you're talking about the indigenous people. Where do they come to the fact? You know, how did the state of France receive this land? I don't know. I'm no expert on it, but
France claimed the land the same way that Spain claimed most of Central America, and that was through explorers going and planting flags. It's the same way that England claimed a lot of land, with explorers and pilgrims going and planting flags. It's the same way that the state of Connecticut claimed everything at one time, going to the Mississippi River, by just saying, all of that over there is ours.
If you've ever played the board game Risk, when you first start the game, everyone just puts their pieces down on their favorite countries. That's how Louisiana was.
Congo. Congo was a protectorate of Belgium because the king just said, that big chunk of land is mine. Yep. Not I'm claiming it for Belgium. That is my personal piece of land.
Retirement land.
Akin to my castle. Chris?
So I was going to say, I mean, I have always found Tom Woods an interesting guy. But I believe he wrote the Politically Incorrect Guide to American History a few years back.
Yes.
And I thought it was really interesting that he talked a lot about trade with the Indians in the early years of our country, and that what asset did the Indians have that they wished to trade our indigenous people? And it was land. They really couldn't kind of wrap their head around why they would own it, and if somebody wanted to buy it, then why not?
Right. Their understanding of land was, we use this land a little bit of the year, and somebody else uses the land a little bit of the year, and then we come back and we use the land again. And these weird white people, they want to use the land some of the year? Okay.
Tom Woods asserted they're
not letting us come use the land. That's not what we thought the agreement was.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so what I'm saying is,
go ahead.
Really.
I'm sorry.
It's that divine right of king where all these states declare, okay. I mean, maybe they made agreements with the indigenous people, and maybe the indigenous people thought, oh, this is just, you know, for the summer season or something like that. But it just seems like, hey, maybe there was someone there before the Native Americans or the South Americans, you know, wherever they called themselves.
Right, and if I would have made a similar agreement with Conan for a lawnmower, then that would be called theft by deception, and I would probably be in prison right now.
Yes, well, exactly. And so it's not a good deal because it's immoral on the basis of theft and force. You know, so it can never be a good deal. It's like a good deal, like Northrop Grumman gets good deals with the U.S. military to make bombs.
Yeah.
Right, and it's the same kind of good deal, Andrew, thank you for the call, that Sarah called in about in Albuquerque, to where, well, the feds are just giving us money to tear up this road and put in a rapid transit, and everybody else has rapid transit.
Everybody else got the money.
Everybody else got money that was stolen from Peter to pay Paul. I want some of that money, too, because it's absolutely free.
Oh, I love free things.
We'll be back tomorrow, as we are every night of the week, and we're always online at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com, or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.